Good morning, boys and girls. Actually, good morning, friends. Do you know what? I teach preschool at Little Wellspring. Can I tell you something about Little Wellspring? We don't have any students. Oh, we have 170 kids, but we don't have any students. We only have friends. All of our kids are called friends. And do you know what? We help teach our children how to be friends. Wouldn't it be cool if this church didn't have any church members? Wouldn't that be cool? Oh man, if these big people started looking around at each other and saw, oh man, he's my friend? Ooh, she's my friend? Oh my goodness, that'd be a twist of the thoughts, wouldn't it? That'd really shake up the thinking, wouldn't it? But we have friends at school. And, go ahead. At school, some of our friends are big. You know, in preschool, how old are preschoolers? Do you know? How old?
Five.
Well, in our school, the oldest ones are five. The oldest ones are five. When they get to be six, they go off to kindergarten. But we have some friends that are called the Lord's Army. And the Lord's Army are great big kids. I mean, we have kids as big as fifth grade that are in the Lord's Army. And one day, the Lord's Army came right in my classroom. And their teacher told them to line up on the line because they have to come there. See, our school opens at 7 o'clock in the morning. But most elementary schools, they don't open until 8 or 8:30. But some mommies and daddies have to go to school really early. So the Lord's Army comes to our school and they wait until their buses come to pick them up. So the Lord's Army came in my classroom. And their teacher told them, you need to line up right there on the blue line. And one big fifth grader said, I'm not a preschooler. You can't make me stand on no line. You're treating me like a little baby. And that reminded me of a book I heard about one time. And it's this book right here. It says, Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. And I thought about that for a minute, and I said, young man, did you know that when you get to be as big as 18, that's really big, when you get to be 18, if you wanted to, you could join the army. And if you joined the army, do you know what? They would make you line up. And if you didn't line up, you know what the sergeant would make you do? He'd make you drop on the floor and do push-ups. So that's not preschool. Yeah, seriously. So that's not preschool stuff to line up, is it? No. So, down in our Lions, we have two Lions classes, and Lions are the actual preschoolers that are getting ready to go to kindergarten. And we have two Lions classes. And in the other Lions class, they have this phone. And it says, Tattle Phone. And I wondered, what's that all about? Well, I had to wait for a long time to find out about that Tattle Phone. But in the meantime, I learned about using your words. Do you know, sometimes even big preschoolers that are 5 years old, they get a little whiny. Oh, I want to go with mommy. I don't want to stay in school. I want to go home. Or sometimes, oh, I don't want that color. Can I have blue? I don't want the red one. And when they get whiny like that, sometimes it's hard to even tell what they're saying. And so the teacher says, use your words, use your big boy voice, use your big girl voice. I don't want the red one, I want the blue one, please. But then I was downstairs in Lion Kathy's room where she has this Tattle Phone. And I heard Lion Kathy, we call her Lion Kathy because the preschoolers are called lions. We have the cubs and we have the lambs and we have the angels and we have the tiny tots, but the preschoolers are called lions. And Lion Kathy, we have three Kathys at school. We have Director Kathy, and we have Angel Kathy, and we have Lion Kathy. And Lion Kathy is a really, really good preschool teacher. And so I learn a lot from Lion Kathy. And one day, I was in her classroom, and she told a student, use your words. But they weren't whining. So I watched. I wonder, what's she talking about? Well, this student was having, this friend, excuse me, was having a hard time with one of his friends. His friend didn't want to share. And he wanted some toys that his friend was playing with. And his friend was hoarding all the toys. And Lion Kathy said, use your words. And I thought, I wonder what that means. So I watched, and he went over to his friend, and he said, you have two trucks. Can I have one? And his friend said, sure, you can have one. And I said, use your words. And she said, use your words, or you could use the tattle phone. Okay. Well, you know, I've noticed in my classroom that when kids tattle, they kind of use their whiny voice. My name kind of goes like this, Teacher Cindy Lou. And it's always followed by either he or she. But did you know that adults tattle too? Did you know that? Adult tattling is called gossip. Did you know that? One time, not very long ago, I was in a barn, and there were some other people there, and I heard some adults tattling. And at first, I was trying to figure out what they were talking about. And I heard one of them say, and she's not very nice to other people either. There are a lot of other people besides me that don't want to be around her anymore. And I thought, I wonder who she's talking about. And I leaned a little closer. And she said, and her husband, he's that way too. Oh my, really? And then I realized, oh my goodness, she's talking about my friends. I don't want to hear that about my friends. And so I left. But I wonder, when I saw the tattle phone for the first time, can you go forward? When I saw the tattle phone for the first time, the other one. When I saw the tattle phone for the first time, I wondered, what if children have something they really do need to tell the teacher? Is that tattling? And then I remembered Christopher. And Christopher is a little boy that started preschool the very same day that I did. Well, Christopher and I were both feeling kind of upset that day, just having our first day and everything was new and different. Christopher could verbalize the way he was feeling, but I couldn't. I mean, they wouldn't want me sitting on the teacher's lap crying, I want my mommy! So I didn't do that, but Christopher did. But Christopher's had a lot of hard times at school, and he doesn't know how to get along with his friends. And the other day, I saw Christopher kicking one of his friends. And I said, Christopher, what's happening? Come here. And he said, he grabbed that truck from me, and I didn't know what to do, so I just kicked him. That's not okay, is it, Julian? That's not okay. But I said, you didn't know what to do? Really? Christopher's gotten in a lot of trouble since he came to our school. He He's in trouble almost every day and sometimes lots of times a day. And so I said, Christopher, you know what? You and I both came to Wellspring the very same day. And I said, you know what? I want you to be successful at school. And so if you have a problem with one of your friends, I want you to come and tell me. And right now, let's go and talk to your friend. And so we went over, and I said, friend, did you take the truck from Christopher? And he said, mm-hmm. I said, why did you do that? I don't know, because I wanted it, I guess. And I said, was that the right thing to do? And he said, no. And I said, Christopher, can you use your words and tell your friend how that made you feel? And Christopher did that. And when Christopher's mom came that night to pick him up, she said, how did Christopher do today? And I told her what happened, and she said, oh, but you're going to teach him to tattle. And I said, no, because he doesn't know what to do when situations come, and so he just gets in a whole bunch of trouble because he does the wrong thing. And so he needs help learning how to use his words with his friends. Did you know that we all need help learning how to use our words? We do. And I made some little, actually, my daughter Rhonda made some little bookmarks for you guys. Aren't those pretty? And you know what it says? It says, I must tell Jesus. Did you know that Jesus can help you when you tell Jesus? No matter what kinds of problems you're having, Jesus can help you. And Jesus can help you to learn how to use sweet and kind words with your friends. Isn't that wonderful? Let's talk to Jesus right now. Actually, I have a little song that I sing for Christopher sometimes, and I'd like to sing it to you. Jesus, friend of little children, be a friend to me. Take my hand and keep me ever close to thee. Teach me how to love each moment daily as I grow. You have been a child, and surely you must know that I will need your help to follow in your way. So I will talk to you in prayer every day. A little talk with Jesus makes us such good friends. A little talk with Jesus makes us such good friends. And I will need your help to follow in your way. So I will talk to you in prayer every day. Step by step, oh, lead me onward, upward in my youth. Wiser, stronger, still becoming in your truth. Never leave me nor forsake me, ever be my friend. I need you from life's beginning to its end. And I will need your help to follow in your way. So I will talk to you in prayer every day. A little talk with Jesus makes us such good friends. A little talk with Jesus makes us such good friends. I will need your help to follow in your way. So I will talk to you in prayer every day. A little talk with Jesus makes us such good friends. Do you know, for the big people, we're having 10 days of prayer right now. And I know that Milani and Julian have been doing 10 days of prayer at home. But if you other kids wanted to come to 10 days of prayer, I think that we might be able to work out a special little place where you guys could pray together. Would you like that? And to talk to Jesus and learn how to use your words? Would you like that? I think we might be able to talk to Pastor about that and get that worked out. So bring your mom and dad tonight at 7 o'clock for our 10 days of prayer, okay? And don't forget to get a bookmark from Rhonda on your way by. And if you big kids were too afraid to come on up and get your bookmark, we'll leave it up here so you can get one later, okay? Don't forget. to pick up the baskets on the way back.